when my shul used to be in my house for the first 4 years that we started the shul, we used to have a kiddush in the basement where we davened. And after the kiddush, invariably the carpet was a big mess. There were cookie crumbs all over the place. So we didn't think it was kavadik to leave it that way for mincha. So we wanted to come up with some solutions of how to clean the carpet for mincha. On Shabbos, obviously, using a vacuum cleaner is out of the question. So the shaila arose whether you can use a carpet sweeper. Are you familiar? You know what these things are? Yeah, like brushes the carpet up. So I've been asked this several times since then, and I want to go through why I said that I thought it was mutter. And you know, the truth is there were certain issues I didn't even think of, and I saw Rav Harfinis in his Shalos Tshuvos Nishmas Shabbos Sefer I just got this week. Chelek Vav Simin Reish Tzadi Zayin discusses the issue in great detail, and I want to go through the various issues that might arise when dealing with using a carpet sweeper on Shabbos. So there are four potential issurim. One potential issue that the poskim talk about is that perhaps you're removing small fibers from the carpet itself, that you're actually ripping up the carpet. You do it enough times, and ultimately the carpet wears out a little bit because you're ripping up fibers from the carpet itself, and there might be some sort of malacha involved in that, whether it's korea or soser, some type of malacha. Second issue is that it might be malabein, that you're cleaning out dirt from a cloth, which is definitely a tolda of malabein, just like cleaning wool or something would be a tolda of malabein, would be an issur of malabein. So that's the second issue. Third possible issue is that it might be uvda d'chol, that it's considered a weekday activity, which is a very difficult thing to define in halacha, what exactly is a weekday activity, what is not. But we know the examples the post can give of a brush that you would brush an animal with, or that you would brush hair with, would be to use the same one on Shabbos you use during the week, would be a weekday activity. So to brush the carpet with, it's not so far-fetched to assume that that might be considered uvda d'chol. And the fourth one, the fourth potential issue is an issue of muktzah, that the dirt that's in the carpet that you're going to be carrying around in the carpet sweeper now is muktzah. So you're there may be some issue of tiltul muktzah. So let's go through one by one. First, in terms of, we'll go through in order, in terms of removing pieces from the carpet itself. So if you're going to say that it's an issue of soser, so we know that Allah is ain binyan astira bekelim, unless it's binyan astira gemura, unless it's an absolute soser, which is obviously not the situation over here. So more likely, if you're going to talk about ripping out the fibers, more likely you're concerned about an issue of korea, that it's like that you're tearing up fibers that are part of the carpet. So Rav Harfinis quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Simon Shin Mem, who writes that it's only korea if you tear two items that are davuk to each other, that are connected to each other. But if you take a single item and just happen to pull it apart in and of itself, pull it apart into two, that would not be a violation of korea. And he says, and even though there's a bir halacha that clearly disagrees with this and holds that even a single item and ripping it into pieces is itself a malacha of korea, he says over here it would be a psikresha de lo nichale on a triple drabanan. There are three reasons why this would at most be a drabanan, and the fact that your korea is a psikresha de lo nichale. You certainly would like your carpet to remain strong and fresh and not be worn out. You don't want to rip up those fibers. Elamai, the only way to clean up the carpet is by also ripping up some of the fibers. So why is it a triple drabanan? He says, first of all, it's kala achar yad. Okay, you could argue it's not really kala achar yad because it's zarko bekach. That's the normal way to clean to sweep the carpet. Second, he says mekalkel. It's certainly not good for the carpet to have fibers ripped out of it. And third, it's korea shalo al menas listar, which is definitely only korea midrabanan. You have shalo mas litfar. You're tearing without the intention to then sew it back together. The real melech darais of korea is when you tear along a line in an even way where you're going to be able to sew it back together, where you're setting it up to be able to sew it back together. So for that reason, he says he's not concerned that it's an issue of tlisha sa'aros. What about melabein? So the mechaber holds that if you shake dirt out of a beged, that it's not an issue of melabein. Mechaber in that sense paskins like the shita of the rush. The Ramah, however, quotes Rashi as a yesh omrim that says that you shouldn't even shake dirt out of a beged, and the Ramah writes v'tov lachush l'dvarav. So on the one hand, the Ramah is being machmir, that you're not supposed to take dirt out of a beged, but on the other hand, it's very clear from the lashon of the Ramah that it's not meikra din. Tov lachush l'dvarav means that it's a good chumrah, it's something that we should observe, but it's not meikar adin, it's not going to be problematic meikar adin. If that were our only heter, just the fact that it's only taking dirt out of a beged, we'd be in trouble, because Ashkenazim should follow the tov lachush l'dvarav of the Ramah. However, even Rashi only asers it when it's a new beged and it's a black piece of clothing where the dirt clearly shows up, but carpets that are all different colors and that aren't such dark colors and that are used, and certainly the carpets get used very, very quickly because people walk on them all the time, so L'chora would not have a din of a beged chadash and shachar, and L'chora would be mutter. Also, we're not makbid on the dirt in the carpets because we walk with our shoes on the carpet all the time in most homes. You know, you don't have to take off your shoes every time you walk on all the carpets, so we're obviously not so makbid on the dirt, and so raya that we only intend to pick up the big crumbs and we're not actually intending to pick up the dirt, because if we were intending to pick up the dirt, it would be useless, because then we just put more dirt down the next second as we're walking over it. And even if there are certain black spots on the carpet, l'chora, the definition of a beged would be based on the majority of the beged. As long as the majority of it is not black, it would not be a problem. In fact, the Sharon Mitzion Balacha writes that there's another heter with carpet that it wouldn't be malabe, and he says it's carpet is mechuber l'karka, assuming it's not a rug, it's actual carpet that's glued down or stapled down. So he says mechuber l'karka, and anything that's mechuber l'karka is bottled to the karka, mela doesn't have a din of a beged, so it wouldn't have the iser of malabin. So that's in terms of malabin. What about uvda d'chol? So first of all, uvda d'chol may only be a problem if it looks like you're being toreach l'sakin mana. It looks like you're going out of your way to dafka make it to fix the item itself, and not just for cleaning the item. Second of all, there's a famous comment on the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah quotes in Shin Chav Zayin that if you have an issue of uvda d'chol, based on the Gemara really, that if you have an issue of uvda d'chol, there's a simple eitzah. Just get a separate one for Shabbos. That takes care of the uvda d'chol problem. Meaning, if let's say you hold like Rav Vadi Yosef, that brushing teeth is uvda d'chol, and none of the other isurim apply. Rav Vadi Yosef holds it's only problem of uvda d'chol. So he says there's a simple solution. Have a special Shabbos toothbrush. Mela, it's not uvda d'chol. That automatically takes care of the uvda d'chol problem. But Rav Harfenis points out it's even better than the Magen Avraham over here. Because not only do you have a special one for Shabbos, you would never even use the Shabbos one during the week. Meaning during the week, if you want to vacuum your carpet, you'll vacuum your carpet by plugging in a vacuum and really doing a good job. Obviously, the one used for Shabbos is special for Shabbos, and that's even better than the Magen Avraham. What about Muktzah? So the Muktzah issue would be that carrying the dirt itself in the sweeper makes the whole sweeper Basis L'davar Aser, that it's holding this dirt that's Muktzah. So first of all, it could be that it's a Gerev Shalri, which you're allowed to, which is disgusting, something dirty that you're allowed to move out of the way. Second of all, it's primarily made to clean. The sweeper is made to clean. It's not primarily made to hold the dirt, and therefore that might be take away its status of a busis. Meaning to say that for a kli to be a busis, to absolutely useless dirt, is very hard to say. That the kli is going to be a busis to dirt, the kli is chashuv, the dirt is nothing, it's absolutely useless. The moving of the dirt is much more likely to be viewed as tiltul min hatzad, which would be mutter, and not as basal davar asr. And finally, if you're really concerned about basal davar asr, there's a simple solution. Clean out the dirt before Shabbos. And whatever new dirt you pick up, Basel of Rasser has to happen Ben Ashmashos. Right? It has to already be there Ben Ashmashos. This is happening on Shabbos, whatever new dirt you pick up. So it wouldn't be a Basel Sladavra Aser. So at the end of the day, what do the Poskim hold about this? There's a Minchas Yitzchak, Chelkesim Lamates, where he says he believes it is a problem of Malabain and it is a problem of Uvda Dechol. The Deborah Tzina Rav in Ber Moshe, Chelk Aleph Simulam Beis, thinks that it's a problem of Uvda Dechol. And the Chuvas Shraga HaMeir, Chelk Beisim and Samach Dal, thinks it's a Malabain and it's a Zilusa de Shabbos. But says Rav Harfenis in Nishma Shabbos, he says, "Look, im hayos sherov achronim osrim bazeh lom lani libi lahakel kenegdam. Since there are so many gedolei aposkin that say that it's aser, hard for me to just straight out to be makel against them. But you know, it is really mutter." He says, "And so if you do it lightly, where clearly you're doing it only to pick up the crumbs, and you're not doing it to really get into the dirt that's sunken into the carpet, which is clearly our kavana all the time when we use a carpet sweeper." So he says, I would think that it's mutter. And he says, and it made me feel a little more comfortable that it's mutter when I heard the maisa from a chacham echad that he went to the he brought a sweeper, a carpet sweeper, lefnei hagona kodesh mi papas atzal, and he showed him what it is and how it works. And he says it's mutter, that it's absolutely mutter to use on Shabbos. It seems meikar adin such a thing as mutter to use on Shabbos. L'kavod Shabbos, it's kedai to meaning it's you always have to be careful about being machmer and things like this. If it's going to be a zilusa l'Shabbos to have a mess in the room, sometimes a greater kavod Shabbos to be making on something like this.